بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, as always, please, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate. It seems like every week that somebody's phone always goes off. Please, let's be considerate of the people in the masjid, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds, the things that we do. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. And Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah who gave us all the tawfiq to come to the masjid to listen to the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to benefit from this short khutbah here today. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is perhaps something that is very rarely spoken about. In all my years of being Muslim, not once have I ever heard anyone stand on the minbar and give a khutbah on this topic. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Al-Masih al-Dajjal, al-Dajjal, the false messiah. Some people, they say the antichrist. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him the one-eyed liar. And it's very important for us to speak about this, brothers and sisters. It's very important for us to speak about this. If you go to the non-Muslims, you'll find that they have some reference to al-Dajjal. But they have, the references that they have, they're mixed up. They're hard to understand. They explain it one way, but it doesn't make sense. But Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed the truth for us. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very clear. Very clear and very easy to understand, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Al-Masih al-Dajjal, al-Dajjal is from the major signs of the last days. From the major signs of the last days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَأْتِ بَدُّ أَيَّةِ رَبِّكَ لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن أمنت من قبل أو قصبت في إيمانها حيرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the day that some of the signs of your Lord will come, the day that some of the signs of your Lord will come, no benefit is it going to be for somebody to believe then. It's not going to help somebody to believe then when they see these signs. If he didn't believe before, and if he didn't do something to benefit himself from this belief, this faith that he had. And this is very important, brothers and sisters. We need to act on the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to have. It's not enough to just say, I believe. Where's the proof of our belief? Where's the proof of that we say that we're Muslim? We have to act upon it so that our belief will benefit us. Brothers and sisters, we have to remind ourselves and the people about al-Dajjal. We have to remind ourselves and the people about al-Dajjal. And as I said, in all the years I've been Muslim, never once has a khatib stood up and talked about al-Dajjal. And we need to start talking about him. Al-Haythami, he has related And Mus'ab bin Jathama, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that Dajjal is not going to appear. At Dajjal, he's not going to appear until the people, they leave off mentioning him. Until the people, they no longer talk about him. And until the imams no longer mention him on the minbars. At Dajjal is not going to appear until the people, they don't talk about him. And until the imams, they don't even mention him on the minbars. So brothers and sisters, we need to remind ourselves about him. At-Tirmidhi has related an Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la taqumu sa'a hatta yanba'itha dajjaluna kadabuna qaribun min thalathin kulluhum yaz'um annahu Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hour is not going to come. La taqumu sa'a, the hour is not going to come until there will be 30 liars. 30 liars, 30 dajjalun, saying, each of them saying, I am a messenger from Allah. The first one of these liars was Musaylim al-Kadab. Musaylim al-Kadab, and he lived during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many people have we seen on the news? They've come and they said, I'm a messenger from Allah. But ad-Dajjal, he's the last one. He's the last one who's going to say this. Imam Muslim has related, and Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث إذا خرجنا لا ينفع النفس إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو قصبت في إيمانها حيرة. Rasulullah said three things when they appear, three things when they happen. Faith, having faith then is not going to benefit that person who didn't previously believe. It's too late to become Muslim when you see these three things. And it's going to be too late for that person who maybe had faith, but he didn't act upon it. How many Muslims, they don't pray five salat a day? How many Muslims don't fast during Ramadan? How many Muslims, they have the ability to make hajj and they don't make hajj? How many Muslims can pay the zakat, but they don't pay the zakat? Brothers and sisters, we have to act on this belief. If we say we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we say that we're Muslim, then our actions have to show this. Otherwise, we may be just like these people right here. Rasulullah said these three things. Tulu'i shamsi min maghribiha wa dajjal wa dabbatul ard. Rasulullah said these three things. The rising of the sun from the west. Every morning when we get up, the sun, it rises from the east and it sets in the west. On that day when we wake up and the sun rises from the west, it's going to be too late to then say, I believe now. Sign number two, ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist, the Messiah, ad-Dajjal, the false Messiah. When he comes, it's going to be too late to say, okay, now I believe. And number three, ad-Dabba, the beast. And this is from the major signs of the last days. This beast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to raise him up and he's going to talk to the people. So brothers and sisters, we have to get right today while we still can. We have to inform ourselves today about ad-Dajjal. We have to be warned about ad-Dajjal today while we still have time. Imam Muslim has related Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu. He said that Hisham bin Amir radiallahu anhu, he said that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, ma bayna khalqi Adam illa qiyam as-sa'a halqun akbaru min ad-Dajjal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the time of Adam until the hour, there is not a greater creation of Allah that's going to cause more fitna than ad-Dajjal. From the time of Adam until the last day, there's not a greater fitna, a greater creation that's going to cause the fitna in this world other than ad-Dajjal. How many of us, we know anything about ad-Dajjal? Brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Bukhari has related an Aishata radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, Samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yasta'idu fi salatihi min fitnati ad-Dajjal. Aisha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who was with Rasulullah when he made his private salat, she said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking refuge, isti'adha, seeking refuge with Allah from the fitna of Ad-Dajjal. If this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what about us? Should we too, should we not also be seeking refuge with Allah, seeking the protection of Allah from Ad-Dajjal? Imam Bukhari has related an Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Qama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi nasi fa'athna ala Allahi bima huwa ahlu. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that upon occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up amongst the people. He stood up amongst the people and he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as he deserves. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. ثُمَّ ذَقَرَ الدَّجَّال فَقَال. And then he reminded us about الدَّجَّال. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي لِأُنْدِرُكُمُوهُ وَمَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا أَنْدَرَهُ قَوْمَ. Rasulullah said, I warn you about الدَّجَّال. This is what he said to the Sahaba, I warn you about الدَّجَّال. And he said, and there was no prophet that came before me except that he warned his people about Ad-Dajjal. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَقَدْ أَنْدَرَ نُوحٌ قَوْمًا وَلَكِنِّي أَقُولُ لَكُمْ فِيهِ قَوْلًا لَمْ يَقُولْهُ نَبِيٌّ لِقَوْمِهِ. Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, verily Nuh alayhi salam, he warned his people about Ad-Dajjal. And we should reflect, subhanAllah, how long ago did Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Prophet Noah live? And yet he was warning his people about Ad-Dajjal. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, but I will tell you something about Ad-Dajjal that no prophet ever told his people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to tell us something that no other prophet ever told his people about Ad-Dajjal. تعلمون أنه أور وأن الله ليس بأور. Rasulullah said, you should know that Ad-Dajjal, he's one-eyed. One-eyed. And your Lord is not one-eyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's perfect. Alhamdulillah. So Rasulullah, he's warning us about Ad-Dajjal. And by the way, this information that I'm passing is very short and really doesn't give you a complete picture about Ad-Dajjal. Inshallah tomorrow, between Maghrib and Isha, I'm going to begin a short lecture series on Ad-Dajjal that's going to cover the information that we need to know about Ad-Dajjal. This is just to make us aware, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, realize that Ad-Dajjal and the fitna of Ad-Dajjal is going to go all across the world. There's not a single place that's not going to be affected by the fitna of Ad-Dajjal. It's not like you're going to be in a safe place and be able to stay away from him. Ad-Dajjal will come to you. Imam Muslim has related, and Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس من بلد إلا سيتأوه الدجال إلا مكة ومدينة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there is not a single place, a single piece of the land that Ad-Dajjal will not go to and enter and bring his fitna to, except two places, Mecca and Medina. Alhamdulillah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَيْسَ نَقْبٌ مِنْ أَنْقَابِهَا إِلَّا أَلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ سَافِينَ تَحْرُسُهَا. Rasulullah said that there will be no place on this earth except that Ad-Dajjal will go to, except for Mecca and Medina. But Mecca and Medina, any path that leads to Mecca or Medina will be guarded by angels standing in rows. So those are the two places that Ad-Dajjal will not be able to enter. But that does not mean that they won't be affected by Ad-Dajjal. And inshallah, perhaps in the next few days, we're going to talk about what that means. Brothers and sisters, as I said, Ad-Dajjal is a fitna. It's a trial, it's a test for the believers. Ad-Dajjal is going to bring miraculous things. And with these miraculous things that he's able to do by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to fool the people. Not only that, Ad-Dajjal is going to have the power to make life miserable for those people who reject him. And that will be the believers. For those people who stand firm on La ilaha illallah and they refuse to follow and believe in him, Ad-Dajjal will have the ability to make their life miserable on this earth. So this is a huge fitna, brothers and sisters. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us, stay away. Stay away from Ad-Dajjal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sami'a bid-dajjali falyan'a anhu." Rasulullah said, "Whosoever hears about Ad-Dajjal, stay away from him. If you hear that Ad-Dajjal has come, you stay away from him." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fa wallahi, I swear by Allah, inna rajula la ya'tihi wa huwa yahsibu annahu mu'min." Rasulullah said, "I swear by Allah, a man, he will go to Ad-Dajjal and he will think, he'll be sure that he's a mu'min, he's a believer.
فَيَأْتَبِئُهُ مِمَّا يُبْأَثُ بِهِ مِنَ الشُّبُهَاتِ."
Rasulullah said, this man, he will go to Ad-Dajjal and he thinks he's a believer. He thinks he's strong in his belief. But then Ad-Dajjal will raise doubts in him. He will raise doubts and questions, and then this man, he will end up following Ad-Dajjal. May Allah protect us from this.
At-Tirmidhi has related at Shariq رضي الله عنها, she said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليفرن ناس من الدجال حتى يلحقوا بالجبال.
Shariq رضي الله عنها, she said that the Messenger of Allah said the people, they will run away from Ad-Dajjal even up into the mountains. That's how desperate the people will be to get away from him. And that's what we need to do. If you hear that Ad-Dajjal comes, you go wherever you have to go to stay away from him, to get away from him, to save yourselves and your families from him. So Rasulullah said the people, they will be so desperate, they'll fly, they'll run up into the mountains to get away from Ad-Dajjal.
قالت أم شريك رضي الله عنها, she said, يا رسول الله فأين الأرب يومئذ.
She said, oh, Messenger of Allah, where will the Arabs be on this day? Who will be the state of the Arabs on this day?
Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hum qaleel.
Rasulullah said they will be very small in number. Very small in number. So this is from the signs of the last days, brothers and sisters. And this, like I said, is just an introduction, inshallah, to get you interested. Inshallah, to make you curious. Inshallah, to make you want to learn more about Ad-Dajjal. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us and all of our descendants from the fitna of Ad-Dajjal. أقول لك هذا واستغفر الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد.
Brothers and sisters, as I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fitna of Ad-Dajjal, he said the fitna of Ad-Dajjal is a great fitna. There's no fitna that's greater than the fitna of Ad-Dajjal. From the time of Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the last day, this will be the greatest fitna that will afflict the people. A man by the name of An-Nawas radiallahu anhu, he said, Daqara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam Ad-Dajjal. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned Ad-Dajjal to the people.
فقال إن يخرج وأنا فيكم فأنا هجيجوه دونكم.
Rasulullah said, if Ad-Dajjal comes out while I am among you, if Ad-Dajjal comes out while I am among you, then I will contend with him on your behalf. And this is the rahmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the mercy of Rasulullah. He said, I've got your back. I've got this. If Ad-Dajjal comes while I'm here with you, I'll take care of him for you. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't know when Ad-Dajjal was going to come. But he didn't come during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And then Rasulullah said, وَإِنْ يَخْرُجْ وَلَّسْتَ فِيكُمْ فَمْرُؤٌ هَجِيجُ النَّفْسِ.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and if he comes when I'm not here, after my time, then it's every man for himself. Everyone will have to contend with Ad-Dajjal on his own. May Allah strengthen us in iman. May Allah make our feet steadfast on al-Islam, us and our children and our descendants. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said something good.
He said, Wallahu halifati ala kulli muslimin faman adraquha adraqahu minkum.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if ad-dajjal comes at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is no longer there, then he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of every believer on my behalf. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the believers on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. But brothers and sisters, what this means is we have to do our part. We have to educate ourselves. We have to teach our children so that they know what to look out for. We have to make ourselves steadfast on our Islam so that if we're alive during the time of ad-dajjal, we won't be weak and we won't go and fall for his tricks.
The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, فَلْيَقْرَأْ عَلَيْهِ فَوَاتِهَا سُورَةِ الْقَحْفِ فَإِنَّهَا جِوَارُكُمْ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whosoever does happen to see ad-dajjal, if you're alive during the time of ad-dajjal, then recite on him. Recite on him the opening verses of Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, the cave. Because this will be a shield of protection for you from the fitna of ad-dajjal. So brothers and sisters, Surah 18, start working on memorizing the first 10 ayat, inshaAllah. They're very short, alhamdulillah. Allah has made it easy for us. But this is one protection for us from ad-dajjal. And make sure your children learn it too.
The Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they said to him, وَمَا لُبْتُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They said, O Messenger of Allah, how long will ad-dajjal be on the earth? قَالَ أَرْبَعُونَ يَوْمًا يَوْمٌ كَسَنَةٍ وَيَوْمٌ كَشَهْرٍ وَيَوْمٌ كُجْمُوَةٍ وَسَائِرُ أَيَّامِهِ كَأَيَّامِنْكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jadal will be on the earth for 40 days. The first day will be like a year. The second day will be like a month. The third day will be like a week. And then he said the rest of the days will be like your days. So ad-dajjal is going to be here for a while. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they said, Ya Rasulullah, هذا اليوم الذي كسنة أتقفينا فيه صلاة يوم وليلة. They said, O Messenger of Allah, that first day, that's like a year long. Will it be sufficient for us to make the salat, the regular salat of a day and a night? Because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the most important thing to them was establishing their salat, holding fast to their Islam, making sure they fulfill their duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the first thing they care about is the salat, the salat, the salat. How many of us we neglect for of our salat? How many of us we don't make our salat on time? How many of us we don't pray the five salat a day? How many of us we bunch up the salat at the end of the day? How many of us we make the salat out of his time? Brothers and sisters, let's make our salat right, inshallah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what about on that day? Will it be enough to just pray the regular salat of the day and night on that one day that's like a year? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La uqduru lahu qadra. He said, no, you must make an estimate of the time. You must make an estimate of the time. Brothers, as I said, brothers and sisters, this is just a tiny introduction to the fitna of ad-dajjal. And really, I haven't said much. And there's so much more I plan to say, inshallah. Please join me tomorrow, inshallah, between Maghrib and Isha. And we're going to begin talking about ad-dajjal. So that we know what he looks like. So that we know where he's coming from. So that we know what he's going to be able to do. So that we know where he's going to go. So that we know everything that we possibly need to know about him. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this knowledge available to us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, as I bring this khutbah to a close, and I've been talking about the fitna of ad-dajjal, it's very important for me to share this one hadith. Ibn Majah has related, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, qal, خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن نتذاكر المسيح الدجال. Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came out to us one day while we were talking about Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Because the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they were worried about al-Dajjal. They were worried about al-Dajjal. So Rasulullah, he came out and he heard the Sahaba radiallahu anhu talking about him. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ He said, أَلَّا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِمَا هُوَ أَخْوَفُ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْدِي مِنَا مَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالِ Rasulullah says, shall I not tell you about something that I'm more worried about, I'm more scared of for you than al-Dajjal? Rasulullah is saying, I'm more worried about something else other than al-Dajjal for you. قُلْنَا بَلَا The Sahaba said, yes, O Messenger of Allah, what is this? What do you fear more for us than al-Dajjal? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ He said, أَشِرْكُ الْحَفِيُّ أَنْ يَقُومَ رَجُّلُ يُسَلِّي فَيُزَيِّنُ صَلَّاتَهُ لِمَا يَرَى مِنْ نَذَرِ الْرَجُلُ Rasulullah said, أَشِرْكُ الْحَفِيُّ The hidden shirk. Hidden shirk. You associate something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe you're not even aware of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a man, he stands up to pray, he stands up to make salat, and then he beautifies the salat. He makes it beautiful, he makes it right, because somebody's watching him. Ashirku hafiyu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. And we should reflect for a moment. Why did Rasulullah fear this more than al-Dajjal? Because all of us, we can fall into this. All of us, we can fall into hidden shirk. Think about it, if it's happened in the past. We do something, we start out doing it for the sake of Allah, but then we mix our intentions, maybe because somebody's watching, because we want somebody to say something. Everyone's not going to see al-Dajjal. Everyone can fall into this hidden shirk. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from both. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become knowledgeable of Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and our children and our descendants from al-Dajjal. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins.